My name is Elise Hebert, and I'm an 8th grader at Yellowwood Academy. And I'm going to read an excerpt from my story, In Which Phyllis B. Takes Over the World, where an old lady wants to have one last hurrah and, as the title suggests, take over the world. Phyllis B. lived in an anomalous house in an ordinary Russian woodland. The house was a tiny square cottage, white, with a red trim and a slate roof, and cozy despite all the weathering it had endured, and the fact that it had no plumbing or electricity because it never touched the ground. From the bottom of the house sprouted a pair of wiry, muscled chicken legs, large enough to hold it up. Every morning it laid an egg, which Phyllis B. cooked and fed to herself and to the shrunken head which was her companion. The house keys, which had Miss Yaga written on the tag, gave Phyllis B. the power to direct the house's path. Soon after renting it, she had come to discover that it was a living, though not usually conversational, being. Sometimes at night, it whispered disturbing secrets of the eldritch realms, but this was all right, because it was not an apartment in a retirement home. That was the hellish place Phyllis B. had left. The walls of her apartment were scabby, the bed was cold, and the sun shone far too brightly into the room when she was trying to read. The worst part was that management wouldn't let her change it. Fed up with it all, she had hatched a devious plan. She retrieved an old family heirloom from its locked box on her dresser. A jewel, an uncut, avocado-ish, periwinkle-ish colored one, about the size of a grape. Along with its companion set of ivory knitting needles engraved with the runes of a dead tongue, it allowed the bearer to knit infinitely, with astounding speed, and bring their creations to life. Phyllis B. had snuck out of her apartment stealthily in the night, accompanied by an enormous winged crocodile spun out of yarn. This she rode across the Bering Strait and into the taiga, where she dismounted and unraveled it, as she did with all her creations. Remembering an old pact, Phyllis B. made her way to the grove where Miss Yaga had parked the house at the moment. "Enjoy your stay," the middle-aged lady had said, and then added that Phyllis B. had better keep the house in immaculate condition and feed the shrunken head, on pain of sudden and unsolicited transmogrification into a hamster or perhaps a periodical cicada. "Thank you, goodbye." Then she had tossed her the keys and, stepping into her enormous mortar and pestle, rose into the air and teleported to another plane of existence. Phyllis B. had shambled into the cottage and, with a primal howl of victory, cracked the keys in the air to set the chicken house galloping and proceeded to take over the world. All was going according to her plan.